Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a few minutes, Gerald Early on blacks and football. But right now, we continue on the real practical nuts and bolts of what's happening to you in this economy. Our lines are full. We're going to go right to your calls as people finish up, because we're going to go through a lot of people relatively quickly for this one, opening up the phones for a few minutes to find out how you're changing any behavior because of the rising gasoline prices, your driving habits, or maybe other things to compensate for the driving that you have to do. Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And, you know, we can just share tips on how to cut back to save a few dollars or a few gallons. Maybe we'll get a sense of what other things in the economy will be hurt as a result of the oil spike. For example, on Morning Edition today, this woman talked about what she and her kids will miss out on the weekend.
Every weekend is like, nope, money for gas, not, you know, personal items. We wanted to go to the fair. We wanted to go to Bonkers this weekend, and we have to put the price of Bonkers and the price of gas.
So are you going Bonkers because of the price of gas? Bonkers apparently is a pizza and video game place. So maybe her kids will wind up with better attention spans and fitness tests as a result of skipping this. Or maybe they'll just be hungry and bored. But how about you? Are you changing your behavior because of rising gasoline prices? Or how do you think you might? Phil in Cold Spring, you're on WNYC. Hi, Phil.
Yeah, hi, how are you? I basically, in response to the higher gas prices, stopped smoking and drinking. So I basically have a lot of money to spend on gas right now. However, it's really just made me a healthier person, and I think higher gas prices make the U.S. healthier.
All right, Phil, thank you, I getcha. I don't want to get into a policy debate for right now, but certainly that's an important conversation that we've had many times on the show. Now, if we all react the way Phil did, then we would be a healthier nation. Higher gasoline prices, we know why he says it would make the country better, it would be good for conservation, and et cetera. But he gave up smoking and drinking. But he drives just as much. Evelyn in Toms River, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I applaud Phil for giving up what he did. I've changed my driving habits. I was commuting an hour each way from Toms River, and my employer consented to letting me start to work from home permanently. I only go into the office about twice a month, and it's just changed my life. I am much more efficient, and I'm able to do things at home, you know, put a load of wash in, do the dishes.
Go back to your work. And you have the luxury to do that, to choose to work from home.
My employer consented to it, yes. And I work on projects that I'm able to do that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Evelyn, thank you. So that's a good outcome. Eric on Long Island, how about you? Hi.
Well, I'm thrilled, Brian. I went out and bought a new car. And I'm driving right now in my Volkswagen diesel getting 45 miles a gallon, and I'm thrilled.
In other words, you changed your behavior toward a more gas-efficient car?
Yes, I did, and I'm driving as much, if not more, because I'm paying very, very little for fuel now.
Thank you very much. Mike in Madison, you're on WNYC. Hey, Mike.
Hi. I just wanted to say, from a student standpoint, with the budget that we have, a bunch of my friends, if they have pickup trucks or just gas guzzlers, they're always trying to cop rides on my friends and I who have smaller cars, because it's carpooling is really the only option now for us.
Or maybe you're just hitting your dad up for more money for gas.
I wish it were that easy.
Thank you for your call. Kevin in Midwood, how are you changing your behavior?
Yeah, basically we reduced driving to only the essential duties, and me and the wife picked up some ETFs that have mostly oil stock and natural resources as well. So we figured we'd try to make a little profit off of the turn in the market.
Interesting. It may go down again.
True.
Thank you, Alex. that's all right. So, yeah, profit on. All right. Okay. And then if you make money on the oil company, make your money back on the oil company stock, then you can drive more. Not sure where that leads, ultimately. Alex in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I live in northern Westchester, and I commute down Route 684, which is a very, three-lane highway, and everyone's going 75 or 80 miles an hour, I think, in the morning at rush hour. And if I'm not in a hurry, I've just started pulling over and putting it on cruise control at the speed limit of 65. But I've also shelved my plans to buy another SUV, and I'm looking at much smaller, much more gas-efficient cars.
I love 684, by the way. I love it, because if you're going to New England, that road goes diagonally, and nothing else goes diagonally. You usually have to go east and then north, but that actually goes diagonally.
No, it's the best way to go. 95 is terrible. I shouldn't say that, because now people start going on 684 instead of 95.
Alex, thank you for your call. Francine in Plainfield, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I have parked my car in the garage and let my insurance expire. So now if I need to go to the market, either I make plans with friends to go, or I can walk to the market, so it's a healthy walk, with a knapsack and a reusable bag to get back home. I can't afford it. I've been unemployed since August. There's no way to afford $4 gas.
You sound in a pretty good mood for all that you've given up.
Being in a bad mood, I got to tell you, since August, wouldn't help at all. So I just keep trying.
Keep calling us, Francine. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
John
in
Paramus, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Yes, Brian. I try and consolidate all my trips. I don't go out for just one item. I make sure I go out for a couple of items, consolidated trips, mostly in one direction. I don't go cross town for anything, just one thing specifically. And I don't go back to my office unless I necessarily have to. So I do some work at home from now.
All right.
Or I stay home until it's time to go to work.
Thanks.
I drive for a living, too. So
You're a limo driver?
Yeah.
And so does it affect you when you actually drive, or are those the same things you were telling us?
Yeah, well, I do that, you know, for my personal stuff, but even in business, I make sure I try and go in one direction. And professionally, I have to, you know, I budget my trips, and hopefully in one direction. I get drop somebody off and pick somebody up, and I, you know, don't do a lot of waiting time. I make sure I use the car in a more efficient way in my professional life. So.
Thank you for your call. Gennaro in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. How are you changing your behavior because of the high gas prices?
Well, I have a pickup truck. I'm a green contractor, and I changed it to vegetable oil.
You can do that?
Yeah. You just change it, and then I pick up my oil from a donut shop, so when I drive, it smells like donuts.
Thank you for your call. I wonder how completely you can switch over. I've heard of it, vegetable oil. That may be for a follow-up Friday segment. We'll look at the vegetable oil fuel possibility. By the way, Jody disagrees with me about 684. He prefers the merit, which actually I do too, but it depends on where you're starting from. Steve in Stony Brook, you're on WNYC. How are you changing your behavior, Steve?
Hi, Brian. I set up secure tunnels between my computer and the computers that I need to download and process my data at Stony Brook. So they're encrypted, they're very robust. So that saves me 55 hours per month of driving time. And while my wife hates it, I bought a $40 computer off of eBay, which is the same computer that we use to control our spectrometers at Stony Brook. Yeah. And I process my data in the living room. And my wife can't stand it, but it saves me a ton of time and has increased my productivity dramatically. So I'm almost done with the dissertation because of it.
And you can come back on next week and explain the mass spectrometer for the lay audience.
That would be fine by me. It's relatively easy and relatively hard, but I can explain the hard parts very quickly.
Thank you for your call. And Steve is our last caller. There's a little survey of how some of you are coping with the higher gas prices. Thank you all for your calls. Brian Lehrer and WNYC. Coming up next, Gerald Early on his new book about blacks and football. It's also about other sports, but primarily football. So we'll talk to Gerald Early in a minute. Stay with us.